Welcome into Big Time Hoops Overtime Sessions. I'm Taylor Mannix. This is episode 2, and joining us today is the 2021 Mr. Maine basketball winner and Gatorade player of the year for the for the Marinacook Black Bears, Cash McClure. Cash has taken his talents to Bentley University, where he is now a sophomore and had a fantastic season that we're going to highlight today. Cash, thanks so much for coming on today and joining us from Waltham, Massachusetts. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and we appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come on here and talk with us a little bit. Obviously, you guys finished your season this year at Bentley 19-11, 14-8 in conference, really strong at home, too. You guys held it down there at Waltham with an 11-4 record as well. But before we get into a little bit of that, man, how are things going, you know, since the season's ended? Any trips back to Maine yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been back 2 times so far, actually, which was really nice. It's just nice to have a break after a really long season, go back home and see the family and friends and the girlfriend. So,
I was going to say, you do any winter sports or anything like that? You a snowmobile or skier? I know really for skiers, they'll say it wasn't much of a season this year, but while you were busy playing basketball, seemed like the skiing picked up once the season ended for you anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never been much of an outdoors guy during the winter. During the summer, I'll be outside all the time, but I'm not... Even being from Maine, I'm not much of a snow guy, so I've never really skied or snowmobiled like that. So,
well, and you guys got some lakes up in that area near Marinacook where you went to high school, so I'm sure you get on there and do a little fishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, look, and speaking of, you know, the Black Bears, man, you had a ton of success in high school where you were up there 64-12 during your career. Your Marinacook squad that you played for won the 2020 Class B South Championship before playing in, honestly, one of the most memorable state finals ever. I know it's one that I still remember. We still get actually calls on my radio show that I do like 5 days a week when we talk about it. And I know it's probably not fun memories to rehash for you, so I kind of apologize that we even got to start here. But, you know, take me through a little bit about what you remember most. And the community seems so tightly knit up there, too. I mean, what was it like, one, playing for the Black Bears and also in that game down here, a double overtime loss to Caribou? I mean, what was that state championship like, and to be able to see the community all out there supporting you guys as well?
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely insane. Still, I mean, to this day, even though it didn't end how we wanted it to, one of my best memories, just playing with my best friends and, you know, having everyone there supporting me. My dad was assistant coach, so I got to share that moment with him. And then Coach Magnuson, he's been one of the best, if not the best coach that, I mean, I've had so far. Well, Coach Lawson from Bentley, he knows what he's doing. So, but yeah, it's the community in Marinacook. It's just so tight knit, and I'm just so thankful I got to grow up in something like that and have people to look up to, like Ryan Martin, and it's still growing, like, to this day. I mean, Coach Magnuson, he's doing a lot of stuff with the younger teams, and he just knows how to, like, build the community and, like, make sure, like, when they get to the high school level that they're ready to go, so.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Coach Magnuson's one of my favorite people I've had the pleasure of meeting in my time doing media, too, and I think that what he does for Marinacook is just unmatched. He's one of the best coaches, I think, in the state, so I'm with you, Cash, 100%. And I got to ask, it's very interesting because I think for someone, even at your age, because I lost the state championship myself. I lost to Bangor back when I was, you know, when you guys were younger and I was still in high school. And I never even was able to find the positive spin until recently, my friend, until I started coaching again and kind of got a different perspective of it. So for you to be able to have that positive perspective already, I commend you. And you said it was one of your favorite memories. Why specifically? I'm interested, you know, with it kind of being a loss, why that's one of your favorite memories.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so cool to see, like, so many people. There was, I don't even know, like, 7,000 people there watching. And, you know, on our half, it was full of Marinacook people. And on the Caribou half, it was full of Caribou people. But what made it even better was that the Caribou team and the Caribou guys and the coaches, they were all like, honestly, I've said it before, if we could have lost to one team, I'm glad it was them, because it was just, they're just a great group of guys, great team, they played the right way, and it was just that all, like, kind of came together. And, like, yeah, very rough loss, especially on like the buzzer at the end. But you know, we just, that whole season was just so much fun, and just seeing how many people came out to support us, driving like 2 hours from Reed Field, Maine, to go up to Bangor, it was just absolutely like insane. And the feeling when you're on the court, and I mean, you're nervous as hell at first, but once you get into the flow of it, it's just like another basketball game. And then you kind of go back and watch after, and you're like, wow, that was actually insane.
Yeah, again, my friend, you guys, it's one of the most memorable games, I think, ever in Maine high school basketball history. So, I mean, you'll forever be remembered for that. I think Susan Collins was even at the game taking it in, too. So, the celebrities were out, too, in full force. But look, let's talk about some better memories that you guys had, especially for yourself at Marinacook. In 2021, you got named Mr. Maine Basketball winner, Gatorade Player of the Year. What did that mean for you to see all that hard work that you put in kind of come to fruition and pay off and be recognized as the best basketball player here in the state of Maine?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was definitely something I was super proud of and still am super proud of. Just shows all the hard work I've put in since I was, I don't know, probably 5 years old. And, you know, it made my family super proud too. Like my dad was in the gym with me every single time I wanted to go. He'd be there rebounding. He'd let me in the gym. He'd put me through workouts even when I didn't want to do it. So I honestly couldn't give more credit to anyone else but him. But, yeah, I mean, when they came out with those awards, and I was going up against a couple other really good guys too. So I was pretty happy to hear my name be called. But, yeah, I mean, just kind of shows in the end, what the work you put in, it'll pay off.
Yeah, and you mentioned your father, and you know he was an assistant coach, and also, you know, clearly someone who's really meant a lot to you. What was it like to share a lot of those early memories before you made it to Bentley, which we'll get into for sure? To share those early basketball memories with him, I mean, that's got to be something you already cherish.
Yeah, 100%. And I tell him all the time, and I tell everybody all the time, I'd do anything to go back to those days and kind of just restart the whole journey. Like some of the memories when it's just me, him, my brother in the gym, those are some of the best memories. And he's made plenty of videos and taken plenty of pictures of, you know, those days with just us two, and or whether it's practice, like third and fourth grade travel practice and AAU. But yeah, those younger days, and then going up through with him by my side, I couldn't be more thankful. And I know I'm making him proud right now with how everything's going at school and how, you know, I was able to work my way into a scholarship and, you know, kind of help my family out with that. So it's just really cool, and I'm glad that we've been able to share those memories together.
Yeah, it's awesome, my friend. And I definitely later on want to ask you about how it's been like to watch your brother as a Black Bear, because I know he's had a pretty fun career as well there.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to watch him and see another McClure continue to carry the Black Bears a little bit. That's been fun.
Definitely.
But I want to ask to continue on with you, because you worked with your dad, but then you also had the opportunity to go, you know, be coached by your uncle up at Kimball, Kimball Union, where you started at point guard. You finished with averages of more than 20 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 5 rebounds per game. You earned first team all NEPSAC recognition while going up against some of the region's top prospects. What part of your game do you think really grew once you left the high school scene in Maine and got to Kimball Union? And what part of your game do you think had to grow for you to be that successful at that level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the biggest difference by far is just playing against like bigger, more athletic, physical guys that are, you know, half the guys are probably going to be scholarship basketball players, which I really hadn't played against before, very, very much coming from Maine. So the biggest change for me was probably just having to deal with the physicality and, you know, the better athletes, because I'd been one of the better athletes on my teams growing up. And then just kind of having to slow the game down for myself. That's still something I have to work on, is just, you know, slow my mind down, slow my body down, and just kind of play within myself. And, you know, I mean, there I was playing the point guard pretty much as I did throughout high school. So I still kind of had a similar job in that sense, as you know, get guys involved, still, you know, take your own shots, but lead the team. That's something I definitely focused on when I was there, because it was kind of different coming in, just being like a one-year guy there, but I was already older as a PG, and so I kind of took on the role of being that leader for, you know, the younger guys, and I had my cousin Max on the team, which was really cool. So it was cool to play with him for 1 year, and yeah, I'd probably say those two things: the leadership and just playing with the physicality and against more athletic guys.
Yeah, and look, I mean, right now for other student athletes that may be playing ball, I mean, we're seeing a ton of kids right now kind of transfer out. It seems like it's becoming, I want to say, the norm for a lot of guys, right, like yourself who want to play at the next level. Obviously, Spencer, right, Booth, most recently Merrick Smith as well from Messalonsky, mm-hmm, are just a couple names from this recent class in the last month that have transferred as, yep, well. What advice would you give to players who are deciding that they do want to go prep and make that decision? I mean, how did you come to the decision that you did that it was best for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it many times. It's the best decision that I've made for my basketball career and my life. For one, I mean, it gets you away from home and just kind of prepares you for that part of college. But it also, it prepares you for, again, just a much higher level of basketball. You're kind of on your own more. I mean, in my case, I was actually living with my uncle and his family at their house. So I was still around family and hanging out with family every day, but still different. It's not my parents, not my brother in the house. So, but the guys in the dorms, they're taking care of themselves pretty much, which honestly, that was kind of a big transition going to college, living in a dorm room by yourself. And yeah, the basketball, the experience that I had at KUA, definitely wouldn't trade that for anything, just because I think it prepared me so well for college life and basketball.
And so, I mean, I guess a yes or no question here to end, kind of wrap and put a bow on the discussion with, yep, Kimball. Would you say that it's definitely, would you encourage more kids to do prep if they think they want to play at the Division II or Division I level?
I would say yes.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer, man. It does. Just from the conversations I've been having with athletes for a long time now, it seems like it really does allow you to kind of level up your game before you take that initial step. And it's nothing against Maine, I think, either, because I think Maine high school basketball has a high level of play at times. But I think for guys, right, like you, there's a level of preparation that definitely gives you a leg up. And look, I mean, let's talk, yeah, a little bit about Bentley, because you are under scholarship there. You mentioned how much that's helped your family, but what was that moment, yeah, like for you when you received that offer? I mean, was that the moment that ultimately you decided that Bentley was right for you when they put that trust in you to give you that scholarship?
Yeah, I mean, it was when I, because I had already known a little bit about Bentley. I'd been kind of looking into the NE10. I knew that was a great fit and level for me. And I knew their history, and like, they're a very winning program. Coach Lawson is considered probably the best coach, one of the best coaches in this league, and in D2 anyway. So yeah, when they offered me, I pretty much knew, I'd say right away, that this was kind of the school that for me, basketball wise and like education wise, I knew I couldn't really pass it up.
Yeah, and look, I mean, once you arrived as a freshman there and playing time, obviously things were a little bit limited your freshman year. Played at least 10 minutes, yep, those six times. What was that experience like for you, and how much did Coach Lawson help you get through that process? Because I know it can be an adjustment period when you go from, you know, being the guy and starting as you were at the programs you were to kind of having, right, that adjustment period where now you have to be in a different role and be that best role you can be for the team.
Right, right, yeah. He helped me out and other guys that go through it like tremendously. He completely understands like the situations of how most of us are coming from teams where we're probably the top guy, and then maybe coming in and we're like hoping to play, but you know, it's just a completely different level of basketball. And I'll admit I probably wasn't super ready to play last year, so getting to practice for a while, and then I'm grateful I got the opportunities that I did get last year during those certain games. But yeah, he's able to instill confidence in you, even though you're not playing, whether it's in practice. And, I mean, last spring and kind of this summer was when I tried to make, like, a pretty big jump and kind of solidify my role and myself in this on this team, which paid off really well. And, yeah, I'm just very grateful that he's able to, you know, instill that confidence and just understand kind of how tough it might be. But in the end, it all paid out. So,
yeah, of course. And before we get into that role you stepped into this year, which was starting all 30 games that you played, you did have that experience as a freshman where you guys made a little bit of a run into the NCAA Division II tournament. You played in the East Regional, made it to the championship. I did see in those box scores too, you got a couple minutes throughout that tournament. What was that experience like for you, my friend, to just be able to like be at the NCAA Division II tournament, go through that process with that team last year and experience that?
Right. Yeah, it was crazy. It was a little weird because I had never, I mean, last year being my first year, I hadn't experienced like any other year where, I mean, they hadn't made it or where they didn't have a good season because, so we just, when I found out that we were making it and we went to that first game, it still kind of all felt, I mean, a little normal to me just because I didn't know anything different. But it's just a different kind of like scenery when all teams are playing at one location, which was at St. A's last year, which was pretty good for us because it's only an hour away. But it was just cool to, you know, experience that and, like, make a run. We got to the Sweet 16, and knowing that we came up just a little bit short, flying out to Indiana and playing the Elite Eight, I mean, it gave me hope for, of course, this year and the next 2 years down the, or the next 3 years down the road.
Right, and now, you know, you having this bigger role that you took this year, 30 games, you started all of them, you averaged 14 points a game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, all of them career highs for you in college, way up from your freshman year. I mean, again, my friend, we were talking about it on the starting five, Abby and I feel like every other week when we do the intro, just because we were seeing how impressive it was. You had 20-point performances, 15 rebound nights, like, unbelievable step for you. What was it like for you to embrace that bigger role and thrive in it, my friend? I mean, because again, it was so fun to watch you thrive as a Mainer down at Bentley and have such a big role and contribute to such a winning team.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And it wasn't super smooth at all. It was a rough start, but it was pretty choppy. I mean, this even in the fall, I was still trying to figure out like my role and kind of just, again, find my place on this team and just kind of play like how coach and the team needed me to play. So the first few games, I mean, they were fine. I just wasn't trying to do too much, kind of just going out there and being a team player. And then as games and the season went on, I just felt more comfortable and, you know, the guys had confidence in me, coach had confidence in me, so that I kind of relayed to myself, and I started to have more confidence in myself, started to play a little bit, you know, more confident and aggressive. And yeah, so that's had a few good games. Still, of course, had a few rough games, but those happen. So,
yeah, especially, you know, when you're going through kind of like a growing process, I feel like coming from a freshman year where, again, you know, limited time to being in such a big role, and especially down the stretch, though, a couple 20-point games. Once things started to get going for you, because you mentioned it was kind of rough, but once you got into the flow of things, did you really feel like, hey, like this is what I've always wanted to do, and I really belong? Did it start to feel like that?
Yeah, it definitely felt like that. And once I started playing pretty well, I was very happy. And again, the team and everybody was just kind of like pushing me to keep going and go further. And then I realized that this is, like, the NE10 and this league and the team that I'm on, I mean, it's all just, like, such a great fit for me. And I'm just really happy that, you know, everything worked out in the end. I actually have a tattoo that says everything happens for a reason. So when those started happening, that's kind of what I referred back to.
Yeah, and everybody up here in Maine, and especially from Reedfield, where you're from, my friend, is so proud and happy for you that everything is going this well for you. And look, you mentioned the NE10. You guys made it to the Northeast 10 Championship quarterfinals. You ended up losing to Southern Connecticut 88-78, but what are the expectations for next year? You mentioned it. They're always high at Bentley. Do you guys have the expectation to come back and maybe serve some revenge there to Southern Connecticut when you get them next season and maybe make a little bit deeper of a run into that NE10 championship?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we as a team weren't disappointed, maybe a little bit. We were frustrated with how our season ended just because we had such a good season up to like the last three games, and you know, our last three games we lost all at home, two in a row to Southern Connecticut. But they were a really good team, and they matched up against us well, and they deserved to win those games. But it definitely made us pretty upset, and you know, we're ready to come back next year and hopefully make a deeper run into that tournament and make the NCAA next year.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm telling you right now, I can't wait to see what the junior year brings for you either. It's going to be quite a season down there at Bentley, and I know we're all very excited for it. But I want to kind of continue on. We're almost up with time for you, but I want to talk a little bit more because we mentioned your brother. So I wanted to have a little bit of fun here and ask about that. Did you get to any Miranda Cook games? And also, I got to ask too, because you mentioned how your family travels. I believe they call it the Bear Den that they bring to the games with you guys in Bentley. Is that true? Is it the Bear Den?
Almost, the Bear Cave.
The Bear Cave, that's what it is, bro. That is awesome. Who came up with the Bear Cave?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, that's actually, because we're the Miranda Cook Black Bears, it's always, since I can remember, it's been, like, our fan section's been the Bear Cave. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a ton of sense. So you just took it on the road then when you went to play at Bentley.
Yeah, I guess. That was actually, I didn't even know that was happening. That was a surprise to me when,
that's cool.
You know, we had, I don't even know how many, 30 kids ranging all throughout all the grades who, I mean, a lot of them, because I do a little bit of a training business back home, so a lot of them I've worked out with and gotten to know pretty well. So it was really cool to see, you know, all those families come down and support me, come like 3 hours away, which is really awesome. And, yeah, so they ended up brought the Bear Cave down to Bentley, and it was just really fun.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, and to get back to the original question, because I just thought, like, I got to remember before I forget to ask you again about the cave. That's an awesome thing, too. But your brother, I mean, how was that watching him, you know, for you, someone who played in Miranda Cook, was it fun to watch him kind of carve out his own name and etch his own kind of his own history into the books as a Black Bear?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was just, I wish we were able to play together 1 year, because he was a freshman and I was a senior, but he was a little too small coming in as a freshman to be ready to play.
I love how big brother's being nice there a little bit.
I beat him up enough over the years, so.
You guys probably would have been quite the combo.
What was that?
You two would have been quite the combo, especially with how he finished out in his prime. If you two kind of joined, if he was like a senior when you were a senior, that would have been, I don't know who's stopping you two.
Trust me. That would have been really fun. We're going to start playing on some men's league tournament or men's league teams here. So that'll be the first time we actually get to play together when we're both still like in our primes. But yeah, and it was seeing him play and carve out his role and make a name for himself with his friends that, you know, same kind of situation. My dad coached them all the way up through, and he was their assistant coach too. So it was just cool to see them have a good season and, you know, make it to the playoffs, even though it didn't end how they wanted it to. But I was trying like hell to get him to go somewhere to play college basketball, but he just decided in the end he'd stop for him, which is all right. He'll just become an intramural king and hopefully playing some men's league tournaments with me.
I was going to say, like, Reed Field YMCA is about to be put on notice.
Yeah.
The McClure brothers are coming in. That's too funny. Well, look, and I mean, you kind of mentioned it there too this year. They played in the North. How weird was that for you to see them make that adjustment from playing in the South as long as you were there to now playing in the North tournament?
Yeah. That was weird, and also the fact that they were in the Mountain Valley Conference was pretty weird, because I played in the Kennebec Valley Conference.
Sorry, the KVAC.
When I was there, so a couple changes, but it was still cool seeing them go up to Bangor, where we played in the state tournament, and I unfortunately couldn't watch in person because I was still playing, but
right.
I was able to watch online.
Well, look, and I'll leave you with this one, my friend, so we can get you out of here. I know you are more than an athlete, as many people are. You're one very, I mean, an honor society, a very, very bright young man. And talking with you here, man, you're just so well spoken for. You clearly got a great head on your shoulders and a really, really bright future. And I can't wait to continue to kind of follow this career. And it's been great talking with you. And hopefully we can get you back on next year for OT Session Season 2, talking about that junior year. But what's been your favorite subject, man? What's some of the things that you love about college and some of the things you've grown to study? I know for me, when I was at the University of Maine, I fell in love with history, became a big history buff. Is there anything for you that you've kind of found that you really enjoy to study off the court?
Yeah, I mean, being at Bentley, very big business school, so I've kind of fallen into, I mean, my major is economics and finance, so I've kind of fallen into the finance and, you know, business world a little bit, which sometimes it gets a little bit tedious and boring, but I think in the end it's going to pay out. And, you know, just hopefully kind of jumpstart my career if I'm getting a finance degree from a really good school like this.
100%, man. And we wish you the best of luck with whatever endeavors you decide to go after off the court. Cash McClure, thanks so much for joining me again today. It's been a really fun conversation, and we appreciate you coming on and look forward to next year and talking a little bit more about you as you continue your career there at Bentley University.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Again, Cash McClure. This was OT Sessions Episode 2. Until Episode 3, I'm Taylor Mannix.